It's National Donut Day.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
We're on the donut beat today. That's what we're doing. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and Lieutenant David Haynes joins us. I did not think you were coming today. I'm glad you're here.
Is it really National Donut Day? Yeah, I was sorry. I was waiting online for some Taylor Swift tickets.
You know, that's what it was.
You know, it's really funny. My teenage daughter has tickets.
Really?
Yeah. It just shows you the difference in generations. Where I spent the last week and a half trying to tell her to sell the damn ticket for money.
Did she spend a ton of money on it?
No.
Really?
Face value.
So
got him. She was one of the got it right online the normal way. Bought a ticket. Sat there and was the first one to get one, I guess. So.
I would like to see the Rolling Stones. That is one classic rock band I have not seen yet. The Who spent about $1,500 for the four of us to go. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I would never. There's a law of diminishing returns. I just can't understand spending that much money.
But if there's a band you really like, I would spend a lot to see ELO. We spent a lot to see the Eagles. They did Hotel California. That was worth it to me. But my husband's a Deadhead, so he'll spend money. He's going to Wrigley to see them. Oh, but
I got a Deadhead. Well, it's a long story.
I bet you do. How long have you been a police officer?
28 years.
Good golly.
And spent 4 years in the Marine Corps before that, so...
Thank you for your service, sir.
One of my friends was a Deadhead every weekend.
I'm sure. I am not a Deadhead.
He used to go every weekend, go around. He would invite me to go, and I go, no, I'm not going to waste my time following some band. Now, 30 years later, I look back and go, I think I'm the one that wasted my time. He had fun, didn't he? Such a great time.
All right. Well, I am so glad you made it today, because can we talk sandwiches? When Warren Zevon did his last interview with Letterman, he was really sick at the time, and David Letterman was... It was a touching moment as they were talking, because David knew that was the last time he was ever going to speak to him, and Warren Zevon left him with this, enjoy every sandwich. I cannot stop thinking about that, because a good sandwich is a good sandwich.
That's true. And this is one of those cases where I went to this place. This was not recommended by anybody. I happened to be driving by, and because of the name of this place, I stopped and checked it out. And as it happened, it just opened up a couple weeks ago. But it's the restaurant's called Full of Bologna. All one word. F-U-L-L-A Bologna.
F-U-2.
And it's 2102 West Tui, so right there at Tui and Ridge, and they have sandwiches, and before I get to the sandwiches, let me say, the reason it's called Full of Bologna, and it's because they're talking about somebody who might not be telling the truth. So all their sandwiches have to do with, like malarkey or con artist.
Oh!
One of their sandwiches is even named Blago. So,
yeah. Rod Blagojevich, yep. God, that is so funny.
Yeah.
What's on that?
Well, their signature sandwich, the Full of Bologna, is, I think inspired by Elvis. They say no, but it's a fried bologna sandwich.
I love fried bologna.
You know what? I don't think I've ever had it before I went to this place.
I had it.
Maybe as a kid.
Maybe 2 months ago, I was shopping and I saw the Oscar Mayer bologna in that package with the yellow back and the clear front. And I'm like, I am going to make a fried bologna sandwich. I had it as a kid. I haven't had it probably in 40 some years, maybe longer. It was great.
We used to get the bologna with the little red thing that you had
to peel. The Daisy brand, yeah. I know my way around the deli counter. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's funny because I mean, in the lockup at the station, we have we give bologna sandwiches to all the prisoners. So, but nobody eats that bologna. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. So we always have bologna around the police station, but we always order out instead of eating that.
I've spent my whole life trying not to get arrested, but a bologna sandwich might be worth it. All right, so the Full of Bologna, even though it's spelled like the Italian way, Bologna, it's right. Pronounced bologna.
That's how we do it. Yeah, and that bologna, the fried bologna sandwich also has pepper jack and chipotle mayo. It actually is a very good sandwich. Like I said, I don't think I've eaten fried bologna. If I did, it was when I was a kid. So.
You've missed out.
So the Blago that I mentioned earlier is a turkey, bacon, and cheddar kind of.
Okay, that sounds great.
Kind of means something. Blago, turkey, but you know.
Yeah.
And my daughter got the what's called the plead the fifth, and it's their version of an Italian sub: salami, mortadella, capicola, provolone, the whole thing. It's the oil
and vinegar sauce. Yeah, or dressing. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. You can get them all warmed up. I talked to Nicoletta. She's one of the owners over there. And I guess they do have another restaurant somewhere way out in the suburbs, which I probably should have run down.
But, I'll look that up for you.
Because I only care about Chicago. But
see, and I only care about the suburbs. So we'd make a great team.
So, yeah. So Nicoletta was telling me that she was a young
Elmhurst.
Elmhurst.
Oh, it's temporarily closed, it says.
Oh. But I think her father started, and she's a pretty young lady. And this place just opened up; it's brand new. Everything was bright and shiny and clean. And I can't remember what used to be there, but God, I used to go by Tuwean Ridge all the time. I used to spend a lot of time in my youth at Biddy Mulligan's. You know,
speaking
of bands, I saw Foghat at Biddy Mulligan's.
Rock on, slow ride. All right, so that is Full of Bologna. It says that there is a location on York Street in Elmhurst as well, and I have got to try that out. And where's the location you went to?
2102 West Tuohy Avenue.
Do they have a Pinocchio sandwich?
They do, although I didn't write down what's on it. I didn't have that one. They have a Pinocchio. They have a Fibber.
Oh, like Fibber McGee?
Yeah, and the Malarkey sandwich is corned beef on marble rice. So that's what I would get. That's normally what I would have got. If it weren't for the fact that I never had fried bologna, and I go, I have to try fried bologna.
It was worth it. I am full of malarkey, so I would. That was such an expression growing up. God. Oh, okay.
Now the only one that says it is president.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt today, and we are in the midst of a segment with Lieutenant David Haynes on this National Donut Day. And what else do you have for us today, Lieutenant?
Well, I went to one of my absolute favorite places. I actually, if you've been listening for a long time, I've mentioned Misericordia Heart of Mercy several times, either because I went to their cafe or when Sister retired, but they have opened a bakery cafe at, it's called Hearts and Flower Bakery and Cafe at 6130 North Ravenswood. Actually, it's been open for a while, but it was new to me because I didn't realize it was open already. And Misericordia is a home for developmentally disabled people. Now there are people now. When I first started volunteering there, when my wife worked there when she was young, my mother-in-law worked there when she was young, I used to volunteer there when I was a teenager and stuff, and it is most of the people who were there as little kids are now grown adults, and they're working in different jobs, and it's actually amazing because these people would not have survived their 20s if it weren't for Misericordia. So
that's an amazing story.
It's a fantastic organization, and they have great bakery goods, and it's a cafe too, so that you can get other stuff. But I brought in their signature heart-shaped brownies.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet.
And their brownies are, they're very good. They're cakey. They're not too chewy. They're more like a cake brownie. And they're shaped with hearts, and so there's a little thing about them. I also got their chocolate chip cookies, which are one of my favorites. I actually like their inside-out cookies, what I call the chocolate with the white vanilla chips.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of that. Inside Out cookie?
That's what my mom called them. But that's what they...
I like it.
I have always loved their cookies when they make them. And you know, the residents come. They have 12 residents that work there in the bakery. And, of course, the main campus is about a block, two blocks away, where they have kitchens there. And they have a cafe there, too, which all the residents work at. And, so it's a really great place. So if you ever get a chance to look up Misericordia Heart of Mercy, they do fantastic work. They've been around forever.
Forever. All right. Yeah. And Hearts and Flower Bakery and Cafe, 6130 North Ravenswood. No donuts today, huh?
No donuts. They also have a bacon maple scone. You were talking about your favorite donut, I was thinking, have you ever tried the bacon maple donuts?
Yeah, I've had those.
Tastes like pancakes with
bacon.
They're
pretty good. Yeah. I say I don't like donuts. I say I don't like ice cream either. But a sundae I like. I just don't typically go get a scoop of ice cream.
See, I don't like sundaes. I'll eat a scoop of ice cream. Or actually, Italian ice is what I like better.
Yeah. That's too light and airy for me. I like it rich and fattening. All right. So any openings that we need to know about?
Yeah. You know, when I knew I was going to be on with you, I thought of something that would make you a little uncomfortable.
Oh, great. All right.
But it amuses me. So Willie's and Waffles at 3706 North Halstead is a sex-positive restaurant that started as a pop-up last year. They have pastries made in sort of adult shapes.
Oh, I don't know how much you thought of me. Thanks for that.
I just figured it'd make you a little uncomfortable. Yeah.
So
Bob would be steering the conversation away right now.
So sex-positive, first of all, I didn't know what that term meant. But, like, maybe girls, if you're having a bachelorette party, you could pick up some.
Right, yeah. Stuff like that, or guys.
Some Willies or Waffles over there.
Yeah, so.
Where's that?
It's in North Halstead, and they're open late, too. They're open till like 4 in the morning, I think.
Thank God, because every once in a while, I got a taste for a donut that looks like something.
And I got this story.
Talk about Long John.
I don't know if you're going to talk to Seamus later, but I got this off of Black Club Chicago, and the pictures, if you look on Black Club Chicago, you look up the story, the pictures are very graphic of these. Here, let me say.
Are they going to be appetizing? Oh, God. All right, I've turned into Bob Surratt. I'm going to steer you away. Big plans for the weekend, Lieutenant?
I have a weekend off, so yes, I am planning on spending time with my family because the next few weekends are days off canceled, and we got Juneteenth, and we got the NASCAR coming up, and so NASCAR is going to be... I mean, we have our normal problems, and then you throw in 100,000 hillbillies downtown. So
All right. Those are your words, not mine. We've got Taylor Swift tonight,
too. Swift this weekend, yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Don't go downtown.
Yeah, really. Stay home. Come see me in the suburbs. I'd like it. Thank you. So nice to see you, Lieutenant David Haynes. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hey, let's be careful out here.